1899. Remained in Newcastle for closing of camp meeting, January 2nd, and a few days of follow-up work. Much exhausted following this camp meeting but labored at home as able, writing and counseling. Labored at Newcastle again February 3rd to 5th and February 26th, returning to Currambong same day, after speaking in the tent at 3 p.m. at her Sunnyside home most of March and April, meeting frequent speaking appointments, including speaking in the open air at Dora Creek in Martinsville, also busy with writing and many other matters. Took part in dedication of the main school building April 16th. Again labored in Newcastle April 21st to 23rd and May 19th to 21st, and at Summer Hill and Stanmore in late May. Apparently at home most of the time during June, July, August, and early September, carrying her usual burdens. Australian Union Conference was held at the Avondale School July 6 to 25. EGW was very ill during a week of that time, but spoke, seated, July 17. Spoke again July 22. With WCW and wife drove to Maitland September 8, to join Elder Starr and Daniels in search for place for camp meeting. Then took train for Strathfield for weekend. Returned to Sunnyside September 10. Met appointments at Wallsend, Newcastle, in mid-September, and at Hamilton, Newcastle, September 29 to October 2, when the new church was opened. Drove to Hornsby Junction with WCW and several others October 3 to investigate land being considered for SAN. Site. Labored in camp meeting in Toowoomba October 13 to 22, and again visited SAN. Site near Hornsby Junction in late October. Labored in camp meeting at Maitland November 14 to 30, and apparently made another trip to Maitland later in November. This was one of the places she had seen in vision a year earlier pleading for light. EGW had a great burden for the work there, and spent two or three weekends there in December. Also met several speaking appointments at Avondale during December.